Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
You know, the worst thing you could probably do to your Irish mother-in-law is make a better apple tart than her. That would totally upset the apple tart, as people might say. So Anne-Marie Dunn, lecturer in baking and pastry arts management at TU Dublin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anne-Marie. I believe the whole country is coming down with bags and boxes of cooking apples. Have you got that
cooking,
problem?
I think the wind sorted everyone's apple trees in the last week or so. So most people like to try and keep their apples on their trees for as long as they can so they can store them over the winter. But unfortunately, the last few weeks have brought wind and brought the windfalls down. So the thing is now what to do with them all.
Have to be used, do they?
They have to be used because they get usually bruised. On the fall, and depending what they fall on, if you've grass underneath them, the damage might be as much, but even that, they'll crack and they'll bruise, and once they bruise they won't keep, so you need to come up with ways of using them and even preserving them so you can get a little bit out of them rather than just let them rot, because if you just gather them up and put them into a shed, you'll find over 2 to 3 weeks they'll start to go mouldy and they'll go rotten. So I always try and use my windfalls as quickly as I can. But if there's a lot of them, as there is at the moment, you're busy for the next couple of days trying to come up with ways of keeping them.
So busy doing what? So what's the basic method of preserving?
Well, I think when you gather them, there's a number of different options, particularly in our house. So if you want a quick dessert, you can do a really nice apple crumble. It's nice for a dessert. Or if you want to really bring it back to the old comfort food, there's nothing better than a bit of stewed apple and custard. So it's probably the easiest way to use them up.
And what's a basic stewed apple then? How do people do that?
So the basic stewed apple, just wash and peel and slice your apples and put them into a saucepan. I always add a little drop of water because there's not as much juice in them this time of the year when they're new and fresh. And just literally on a gentle heat, let the steam gently come up through the apples. I don't sweeten them until after they're cooked, and they will actually break down into a pulp. Always put the lid on the saucepan as well. It helps build up a steam pressure, and literally in a few moments you'll see they'll turn into a saucepan of fluff. And then I will add in either a clove or a little bit of cinnamon and then sweeten it accordingly. Some people use a little bit of honey and sugar, or you can just use sugar just to sweeten, and then that with a little bit of custard. There's nothing more comforting. Or what you can do is stew your apples and freeze it. So if you want to put in little pots to make nice little compotes for adding to your porridge for your breakfast, cinnamon apple is really nice stewed in porridge in the morning, served chilled.
Okay.
And it's really nice, and it's a nice way of using it up, and it also helps to sweeten your porridge.
If you keep it in the freezer, can you take that out, defrost it, and use it to make a crumble or a tart or whatever?
Absolutely. And what I tend to do is when I gather my apples, and I do a lot of that this time of the year to try and preserve my apples, I'll slice my apples. When I'm poaching them or steaming them, I'll allow sort of the steam pressure just to build up, and I'll turn off my heat before they'll get to that stage where they break down into a puree. So you almost just heat them up to keep them prevent them from going brown, and then let them cool down and then bag them. I put a little bit of sugar in with them as well, or you can leave the sugar till after you take them out. But if you just put them into a freezer bag, the amount that you would use for a crumble or an apple tart, and just freeze them and take them out, defrost them and add your crumble on top, or make them into an apple tart.
You make that sound so easy. We put up the recipe for apple tart crumble and also Eve's pudding.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how far we'll get here now, but it's all on the website. Apple tart soak.
Apple tart. Well, I think the biggest thing with the apple tart is people have a pastry fear factor.
Yes.
So they're afraid of making pastry. So I've put up a very simple short crust pastry. I use a little bit of corn flour in my pastry to make it nice and short, so it crumbles really well in your mouth. When you're eating, it's not a tough pastry, and it is sweetened. It's a sweetened short pastry. And the secret with it is when you make your pastry, rub your butter and your butter through your flour and bring it to a crumble. Then you sort of dissolve your sugar always in your liquid. So if you're using just water or milk, or if you're adding a little bit of egg to add enrichment to your pastry, dissolve your sugar in that so you won't get spotting on your pastry when it's baking. add that to the crumbed mixture, bring it to a dough or form your pastry. And the biggest tip of all is to make sure you refrigerate your pastry before you use it. Most people fail. They make their pastry and they start rolling it out as soon as it's made. If you refrigerate for a minimum of 30 minutes, it'll be so much easier to work. You won't get cracking. It'll be much easier to handle. And it will probably do away with most of that fear factor. And even if you refrigerate your pastry overnight, always work it a little bit when you take it out, just to make it a little bit pliable. Because if you try and pin it out straight from the fridge when it's really, really cold, it'll tend to crack or break up. So if you just work it to make it a little bit more pliable, you'll find that you'll pin out your pastry much easier.
And any other secret tips or tricks for making the apple tart work?
Well, the one thing you don't want is any soggy bottoms. So people always say, how can I avoid it? So always bake your pastry on a plate or a tray, but bake it directly on the oven rack or shelf. Don't put it onto a tray and then into the oven, because the air circulation will be prevented going through to the base of the tart. That's number one. Always put a steam escape hole in as well, and make sure that you're not over baking your pastry so that your pastry bakes before your apple is cooked in the centre. So I'll always say in a sweetened short pastry, you want to bake it at about 180, turn it halfway at about 20 minutes through, give it a turn, and then it takes about 35 to 40 minutes in a normal fan oven to bake an apple tart through. If you feel that the pastry is colouring a little bit and you know that you haven't given it enough time, just put a sheet of tin foil over it to help to stop the pastry from burning. But the number one tip is to chill your pastry before you start using it.
That was an absolute masterclass. People should clip that now, and they never need know anything else or and ever look at ever
I've
look at an apple tart
there.
Recipe again.
Yep.
Those recipes are up now on the website, and we and Crumble and Eve's Pudding as well. Anne-Marie Dunn, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.